jury a long time to wade through this case. Case should never have been brought. There was never enough evidence to justify convicting Mr. Blankenship of any of these offenses. I'm confident that we'll prevail on appeal, but certainly for the moment, everybody wants to relax, rest, enjoy the Christmas holidays, and we'll see you back here in the spring.
Can you get a fair trial here in Charleston, you think?
Well,
again,
there's nothing to retry. This case is over.
Mr. Taylor, are you concerned about the length of the deliberations? Do you think that the jury was coerced at all to make a decision?
Yeah, I think it was.
What kind of grounds for appeal are you planning?
Well, we have a lot of grounds for appeal that go back to the insufficiency of the indictment in the first place, not to mention evidentiary rulings and so forth. Now, this is a record which will be very full of errors on appeal. I'm as confident as I've ever been that the Court of Appeals will reverse the conviction.
Can you give us some examples? Give us some examples of what you plan to appeal.
I really can't. I mean, because this is a conviction of on a misdemeanor, which is a small piece of the first count. I mean, the indictment itself is defective on its face. There are a lot of evidentiary rulings, such as the refusal to allow the videotape of the meeting at the high school, which we think will require the Court of Appeals to reverse it. But right now, we're gonna take some time off and relax and hope that you all do the same.
Mr. Taylor, obviously the jury didn't think that statement, that one paragraph, condone and strive, meant fraud.
They obviously didn't.
Yeah.
They obviously didn't, and we didn't either. I mean, there's never been a charge of securities fraud based upon the kind of subjective language like that. And as we said, you know, there was a quality of make it up as you go along in this case. We're glad that it's over. We're glad that the uncertainty is gone, and we're pleased that the jury found Mr. Blankenship not guilty on all the felonies in this indictment. We regret the fact that they made the mistake of convicting him on a misdemeanor, but I'm confident that that'll be reversed on appeal.
1 year maximum on that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you feel vindicated, Mr. Blankenship?
Mr. Blankenship, do you have anything to add?
No. Nothing.
Just a wink?
Just a wink, yeah. A wink and a nod, huh?
A wink and a nod?